This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the bigger news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start with military exercises at 29 Palms up in the high desert are going to go on in spite of concerns about the desert tortoise?
Right. That's an endangered species. What's happened is the Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms, the Marines' training ground, has expanded into Johnson Valley, where it's a habitat for these tortoises. The original plan was to airlift about 1,400 tortoises out of Johnson Valley and relocate them elsewhere in the Mojave. Biologists and other scientists raised some concerns about moving them in the spring when they're laying their eggs, and some other concerns about whether they would mesh well with the creatures that are already on that habitat. And so the Marines agreed not to move them. Instead, they're going to do this live fire, large-scale training this summer without dropping bombs or firing heavy artillery. So the exercise will go on. In the past, it's brought in troops from Canada and the UK. So this is a big exercise in extreme desert heat in kind of real-world warfare conditions. And it will go on. They're hoping that it does not negatively impact the tortoises.
Next, an ex-Bush administration official was appointed to head the South Coast Air Quality Management District, in spite of concerns by environmentalists, and this is has been sort of an ongoing controversy over the last couple of weeks.
Right. The Air Board fired its longtime director, Barry Wallerstein, 20 years with the agency, and did not really have anybody to step in to replace him. What they've done is they've brought in Wayne Nastry. He's a former EPA administrator under George Bush. He served throughout the George W. Bush administration. He's coming in as acting chief on a six-month contract while they do a recruitment for a permanent replacement. Some environmentalists are very concerned. They say he's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist who lobbies on behalf of polluting industries. George W. Bush was not a fan of the Clean Air Act in 2008. He actually broke with scientific advisors and set a benchmark lower than the scientists wanted for industrial pollution. And that's kind of the same issue that ousted Barry Wallerstein from the AQMD. He wanted tougher pollution standards, and the board did not want to impose those standards. They did lower them, and Wallerstein's out.
And let's remind people that this relates to the Inland Empire because the South Coast Air Quality Management District Board now has a Republican majority because of new board members from the IE?
Right. A city council member and a county supervisor. These are nonpartisan offices, but they're both Republicans. And so people were saying that by bringing them onto the board, Republicans now have this majority and they were able to oust Wallerstein.
Okay. We'll hear more about that later, too. Finally, in San Bernardino, in the city of San Bernardino, two deputy city managers resigned.
Right. There's a new city manager in San Bernardino. His name is Mark Scott. He came from the city of Burbank. So the two deputy city managers under the previous city manager, Alan Parker, have left. Bill Manis was in charge of economic development. He's going to become city manager of Rosemead. Nina McKay was the finance director. She took a lot of flack when the city was having trouble getting its 2 years of audits in place. So the new city manager will have an opportunity to fill those two posts right under him with people of his choosing. In fact, he's already chosen his assistant city manager. That's Brent Mason. He just retired after 20 years with Riverside, the last six as finance director. So he's going to be the assistant city manager. He will also be in charge of finance as McKay was, but he will also be able to fill in when Scott is away as the city manager, acting city manager.
So all of this happens contrary to this being turmoil. This is actually sort of the ongoing progress that the city is making after hiring a new city manager. He's now getting his own staff.
I think frequently when a new city manager comes in or any boss at the top of an organization, they like to bring in their own people under them. So I think this kind of turnover is not unexpected.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.